Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A new task force set up by the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, to tackle spinal surgery waiting lists will meet today for the first time. But two key patient advocacy groups are refusing to take part. They say they don't have faith in the process. Una Keitley from the Spina Bifida Hydrocephalus Paediatric Advocacy Group is on the line now. Good morning, Una.
Morning, Claire.
So it's your group and the Scoliosis Advocacy Network, both invited to be part of this. You've said no. Tell us why.
Well, we feel, Claire, that a task force should have power. The terms of reference for this task force are flawed. They don't have actionable ironclad commitments. It's not statutory. So for years, we have been involved in co-design processes with the HSE and CHI. And at those meetings, we can put forward recommendations, but they don't have to be actioned. And the same language is being used over and over here. We listen, we'll identify places for improvements, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, your show has covered over many years the state of affairs for children with spina bifida and scoliosis, and we're not making progress. We can't be expected to keep doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome.
So you feel this is another talking shop?
We do, yeah. It's the same people, the same faces, the same language. You know, it's basically we're all getting back on the same boat, charting the same course, and we're going to end up on the rocks again. Mm-hmm. And we're not willing to keep doing the same thing repeatedly.
Okay, now you mentioned our coverage here on the programme, which has been driven by our reporter, Brian O'Connell, over years now. And we heard from him the moving account of Pamela Dennehy about the situation her 13-year-old son Liam is in. His scoliosis is impacting on some of his vital organs and it's progressing very rapidly. And we heard that Liam is in a room at University Hospital Kerry in Tralee waiting for a date for his surgery, which was deemed urgent last Christmas. And since Pamela spoke to Brian last week, her case has been raised in the Dáil a number of times, including directly with the Taoiseach Simon Harris. So Brian spoke again to Pamela yesterday to get an update from her.
Liam needs access to urgent scoliosis surgery that was deemed urgent in December as of a November x-ray. We are still resident in UHK, which is a local regional hospital in Kerry. We're here 3 weeks and 3 days today. We can't go home because there isn't that support at night time, and his symptoms are actually worsening to the point that we've had to bring a doctor up the last two nights. You know, they're to do with the posture of his body and how much that's changing.
This issue has been raised in the Dáil a number of times, including directly with Taoiseach Simon Harris. Have you had any contact from the HSE or from CHI to tell you what the plan is?
There is a preliminary, and I say that word strongly, preliminary date given for sometime at the end of May, hopefully. But there was more talking of how that may not go ahead than there was that it would go ahead. And not to get my hopes up, but they are hoping to do it this month at some time. But that means that we are still going to be resident in Tralee Hospital for the next number of weeks until they decide to do that. Like, I'm literally watching a child that is, you know, curving more to the side on a daily basis, having issues with pain and going rigid, like really stiff. We came in here 3.5 weeks ago and he was losing weight. He's now thankfully back up to the exact weight that we came in here at 3.5 weeks ago. And I mean, I have got on to ministers personally before this became a public issue with no response from that. I have been told that I will hear back from the HSE that such and such will, you know, forward it here, and, you know, nothing. There has been absolutely nothing. Nobody is taking medical responsibility for him because Tralee are being amazing. His doctor, Dr. Phillips, is being amazing. But all they can do is support us. That's it. There isn't anything that they can do medically because this is curvature of the spine.
When you hear of a task force meeting this morning, does that give you any hope?
Quite honestly, it doesn't. I have to say, it doesn't. They all know what's going on here. Nobody is making any move on it, and I can't see that changing.
What do you want to hear from the Minister for Health or from Taoiseach Simon Harris, who said he would look into your case?
The only emails I have is how they can't get involved in an individual case, etc., etc., etc. That's no use to us. You know, we need action before it's too late. And it will, and he's going to be another one of those stories in the papers where, you know, he became inoperable or something terrible happened.
Yeah, that's Pamela again. And, you know, we had such a huge reaction, Una, when we first featured Liam's story on the programme, but it seems like very little has changed. But she shares your frustration and concern around this task force. What is it that the government needs to do? What needs to happen in order to reduce the waiting times and actually get somewhere with all of this?
Well, I know they say they won't comment on an individual case, but this is a cohort of patients, the same as Adam Terry, who Brian and yourself covered. Okay, we need external expertise to look at this objectively. Like, on Taoiseach infamously now, you know, stated the 4-month promise, right? That's the minimum international standard, and we have children waiting 4 years. So Antisha did state in a press conference that he would meet with the parental advocacy groups, and he needs to explain to us, either he was misinformed by CHI and the HSC that that 4-month target was achievable, or CHI and the HSC aren't fit to deliver this 4-month target. Mm-hmm. But either way, these organisations now that have allowed this problem to occur, and you know, Pam says there that this has been happening since December. You know, a spinal unit was, a management unit was put in place in January, and that has had no effect because children are ending up in the situation like Liam is, and we can't have the people who caused the problem now managing the problem. So he is now at the head of government. He has the lever now to deliver statutory change for this. Like, we've had so many reviews and reports. We've had ombudsman reports. You know, we know what needs to be done. We need a new boat, a new course, a new plan, and we need to get the same people around the same tables out of there and look at this objectively and move things forward, because our children are running out of time. Like, yeah. I don't know how many more. I don't want to have to be negative about this the whole time. We have to get some positive, proper engagement and plans and actions and ironclad dates for these children.
Okay, well, we have a statement on this from the HSE. It says the engagement of all groups will make a very meaningful contribution to the work of the task force and the overall improvement and development of paediatric spinal services. The invitation to all advocacy groups to meet and engage with the chair and partake in the task force remains open. But Una, you've explained very well why you've decided not to take part in that. And thank you for joining us on the programme, Una Keightley from Spina Bifida Hydrocephalus Paediatric Advocacy Group. Now, separately last week, it was announced that Children's Health Ireland CEO Eilish Hardman would be reassigned to become Strategic Programme Director. And Children's Health Ireland provides health services for children and young people across Ireland. But our reporter Brian O'Connell asked CHI if it had informed the Minister or the Department of Health in advance of this move. And in a response yesterday evening, CHI said this: the board recommended extending the former CEO's contract for a third term and sought the minister's consent for the appointment as required under the Act. The board was informed that the Minister for Health would not consent to the appointment of the CEO for a further term on the basis of government guidelines for the appointment of CEOs of state bodies, which limit the length of service of CEOs of such bodies. The board accepts the Minister's decision in the context of government policy on contracts for CEOs of state bodies. So that statement was from CHI yesterday evening. Coming up next, we're going to look ahead to local elections in the UK, where Rishi Sunak and the Tories are expected to be punished at the ballot box.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.